The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voice.
Continue on the easy part of the show tonight, since I'm dragging over a little bit. Now, I ask the question, why is this guy that's got seven different names writing books to the Hebrews and the Romans? I got two caveats for this. I didn't say anything about Romans up there in that last little piece. Genesis 10:4. Kittim, K-I-T-T-I-M, also spelled Chittim, C-H-I-T-T-I-M. That was the son of Javan. Javan is unequivocally defined in your Bible as a Canaanite. So, now let's just move on to see what we can find. Jasher, book of Jasher, chapter 10, verse 16. The children of Chittim are the Roman, R-O-M-I-M, Roman, who dwell in the valley of Canopia. By the river, listen to this, Libru, L-I-B-R-E-W. Wow, there's liberals out there, and they don't even know where the word liberal came from. It comes from the river where the Romans were. The Romans were the worst of the worst throughout history. How many people have taken the time to do that? And given you, you go look it up. Now, there's a caveat to this, and you better hear this caveat because I get so sick and tired of people violating and saying, we got to take and kill every Hebrew, every Jew, because they don't know what in a blankety blank they're talking about. Judges 1:21, dot, 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 but the Jebusites, that's the bad guy, dwell with the children of Benjamin in Jerusalem to this day. To this day. That's what it says. So we have good guys and good gals that have been deceived, and to go out there and say, I got an enemy, I'm going to kill him because he's a Hebrew, you got to figure out, is he living in Jerusalem today? Was his family from Jerusalem? Could he be a good guy? You don't make a decision because somebody has been misled. I am not suggesting that you go out there and slay all the bad guys just because they're stupid. There are some stupid people out there. I'm one of them. Judges 21:6. And the children of Israel repented then them for Benjamin, their brother, and said, there is one tribe cut off from Israel this day. That's because the Benjamites did not throw out the bad guys. The tribe of Benjamin was divorced. It was the first tribe of the 12 tribes to be divorced. All were divorced. Whoops. Been divorced. People have heard me say, marriage laws. People don't understand the marriage laws. What am I supposed to do? I've tried to explain them. They don't understand. You have to get remarried to the only begotten son. There's only one way to do that. He gave his life. And that was because he was being divorced. Marriage laws required him to be dead, slain. And it also required the new bride that he wants to marry to bring back that particular group back to heaven. They have to die. Are you afraid of dying? Everybody dies. Why would you be afraid of dying? If you're a bad guys really hate dying. Okay, now we're going to talk about Gentiles. I've heard, I don't know how many, hundreds of people tell me they're a Gentile. From the Samuel Johnson Dictionary, the dictionary that was used by this country for 40 years in our so-called constitutional, pre-constitutional, 20 years and afterwards. Gentiles, one of an uncoveted nation, one who knows not the true God. He used the term God. Should have been the Father. Ooh. How about that? The King James Bible, the first occurrence of Gentile, is in Genesis 10:5. Sons of Japheth, Gomer, Magog, Madai, Javan, Tubal, Meshech, Tiras, sons of Gomer, Ashken, Nazi, Tarshish, Kitten, Askenia, Thurish. Golly, they got a whole lot of them, don't they? A lot of bad guys and Gentiles. Now let's see if we continue a little bit. In the Colonel Thompson's Bible, it comes straight from the Greek. In that exact same place, the word Gentile is not there. It says nations. Whoops, how about that? Now we go to the Brenton Bible, which is the same thing as the Colonel Thompson. It specifies the Gentiles and nations are the same thing. I could continue on and on and on that particular subject of Gentiles. Long list. Matthew 10:5. Go not unto the way of the Gentiles. That's the only begotten son talking to the apostles. And let's see, Farrar Fenton says, exact same verse, do not turn aside into the heathen districts. So he explains that the Gentiles are heathen. Now, is there any verse that says it was the Gentiles that murdered the only begotten son? I'm just going to ask you that question. I'm not going to answer. Isaiah 42:1. Behold, my servant, unnamed, shall bring judgment to the Gentiles. Wow. Here again, going at the other Bibles. Interchangeable. Nations, Gentiles. Jeremiah 4:7. And the destroyer of the Gentiles is on his way. It's the only begotten son. Again, nations and Gentiles are interchangeable in various Bibles. Jeremiah 46:1, the word of the Lord, being the only begotten Son, which came to Jeremiah, the prophet, against the Gentiles. Gentiles. How many times have I heard in my life people say, I'm a Gentile. I can't even begin to count. Now, but to every single everything I've ever been able to find, Gentiles are bad guys. Gentiles is interchangeable with the word nation. So let's think about what that a minute. Just give your mind a little bit of a rest for a second. And is Rome called a Christian nation? Is England called a Christian nation? Is Canada? Is Mexico? Just keep right on going. Of ones that call them Christian nations. Now, what about the Arabs? Don't they have a whole bunch of nations? Every single group that calls themselves a nation are calling themselves a Gentile. They don't know what they're calling themselves. Now, if they want to make up some new different definition, and it makes them happy, they say, hey, I don't have that definition. I don't give a rat's toenail, whatever the word of the fathers is. I don't care what it is. Well, great. Go ahead. Maybe some of us who get to their listening will have a chance to look down on you and say, hey, how you like that boiling hot water and all those flames and all that charcoal that's on fire? Are you enjoying it down there, guys? Because that's the choice we're getting ready to face. I want you to think about that. Please. More than anything. And I closed one of the books. I have a very small table right now. And I messed up a little bit. Anyway, Gentiles. Do you know that my family called themselves Gentiles? I've known all kinds of good people that said they were Gentiles because they were told that that's a good thing. Is there a verse in the scriptures that says the only begotten Son was killed, was put on the cross for that vicious death by Gentiles on a constant, continuous basis? Nah, only about 4 or 5 verses. But who wants to care? Who cares? We just go ahead with our definition because we're smarter. We don't care what the Word of God is. We just want to, play like we're good guys. Because the preacher, he said, if you donate $100 a week to the church, we're going to say some prayers. You're going to go straight to heaven. Kind of vicious, isn't it? It is vicious, the world that we live in. It's more than vicious. It can make you want to cry what has happened. So, you've got that in front of you. You have to digest this. It's like digesting a 4-pound shot put made out of lead. You swallow that thing trying to figure out how in the hell you're going to get it down your throat and how you're going to get your stomach to dissolve that shot put. Doesn't sound like an easy job, does it? No, it's not. Not an easy job. It's a very, very difficult job. There's no doubt about that. And I have to apologize because I was looking for the 7 names and somehow one of my little dealy boppers popped out and I don't have 7 names right now handy. So I guess I'm at a break as such. And the call-in number is 1-512-248-9252. If anybody would like to call in, I'd be appreciative. 8252. I didn't write that real good. It almost looks like a 9 to me. I got really good eyes. Anyway, I'm joking about that. So if anybody wants to call in and say, you know, Jerry, we don't give a toenail about what you're talking about. We just want to go on and do things the way we want to do them. Go ahead. Again. Maybe someday I'll be able to get a big smile and say, yep, that was the guy that said, you're going to piss on the only begotten son's boots. You're going to piss on his boots. Well, you might want to come find me and piss on my boots first, because you're going to be in real problems. And I don't want the good guys to have any more problems than what they're going to get. And that's where it all boils down to. It's going to get very, very tough. And most people, well, you know, hey, he's just saying that. Well, I think there's a whole lot more to it than what I'm trying to get out to you in a certain amount of time. So anyway, it's always interesting when you sit there and you jump on people and they go, ooh, that's not what I learned. That's not what I've been doing. That's not what my mom and dad have been doing. It's not what my grandparents have been doing. Yeah, and you know, we've all been deceived by the most wicked, vicious operation that you can even dream of. And it's not easy. I, myself, my waking up was my first awakening, was I found out that in heaven, you had three groups. One was the good guy angels, and they stayed loyal to the Father and the only begotten Son. A third of the angels, they took and they said, to hell with it. We're bad guys. We're going to go down. We're going to be bad. And then a third of the angels that said, wait a minute. I got friends of mine, I'm just using common language, that are over there on the only begotten Son side, but I got friends of mine that are over here with these one-third bad guys. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take and I'm going to sit this one out, because I like somebody on both sides. I'm going to sit this out. I found out I was a coward, because I wouldn't be down here if I wasn't a coward. I know of nothing, and I've had some injuries. I've had some treatments, okay? Nothing. All of those combined hurt me as much as to find out that I was a coward. Now, up until the time I was 41, I could spend hours giving you various details and things of that nature when somebody picked on a little guy or hit a girl or any number of subjects. I stood up. I took physical damage. I took, you know, personal insults. That didn't bother me one damn bit. I wasn't a coward. I wasn't stupid either. I didn't go out there and try and fight 100 or 200 people that were in the middle of rioting. I don't call that being a coward. But I found out I was a coward. And when I came to that conclusion, I had a hard time walking. We're having a break right now, ladies and gentlemen. Listen to ours. Thank you.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
And get going back here again. Got a couple things I want to share with you. In the book of Jasher, chapter 24, verse 24, the children of Moab were Ed, Ayan, Tarsus, Kenville. Tarsus is mentioned all the way through there. And those are Canaanites, without a doubt. Without a doubt. Acts 9:11. For one called Sar of Tarsus. He brags about it. 21:39 Acts. I am a man which am a Jew of Tarsus. Now that's one of the bad guys. 22:3 man, which am a Jew, born in Tarsus. Tarsus was 100% Canaanite. Think about that. This guy bragging about the fact that he is a Jew of Tarsus. He says he's a Jew. From the bad kind, not the good kind that are deceived, like the Benjamin. 2 Corinthians 11:5. For suppose I was not a wit behind the very chiefest apostles. 12:11. For nothing am I behind the very chiefest apostles. Wait a minute. I've read many, many times. And the only begotten Son says, I got 12 apostles. These are my 12 apostles. These are 12 apostles. 12. The definition of the word apostle means somebody that was directly taught by the master. I've given this out before, what I'm going to say. If I could make a fist with my right hand, but open up my thumb and make it in a circle, and everybody in the world said I was the best in the world at thumb in a circle. And I sat down and I taught Billy Bob. Billy Bob got real good. He goes down the road. He runs into Susie. And he teaches her how to do the thumb movement. She cannot be my apostle. She was not taught for me. All she can be is my disciple. And what am I doing? I'm talking about the actual definition of words that the preachers, the scum, don't want you to know. They want you to be walking around saying, we're just going to give you money. Give me money. Give me money. We'll pray your way into heaven for you. Give us money. We have a guy in the Bible that some people have heard about, and they go by his name, and they say he was Abraham. Well, when you read, you find out that his name was Abram. But then when he discovered the way, all of a sudden his name becomes Abraham. What's the big deal? Well, Ham was the worst of the offspring of Cain, the Canaanite. Abram's real name was Abraham. That was his real name. And you don't know that, I'll bet you. I'll bet you that how many preachers have I brought that up to, and they go, oops, how'd that happen? Well, let's see, who rewrote the Bible? The Romans. The Romans. They're Gentiles. They're nations. They're the ones that are behind this. And they said, well, we'll just change the name, and all these idiots will be running around talking about Abraham, and his real name was Abraham. Now, that's pretty easy. All you have to do is find out who Shem was and who Ham was and follow just a few generations down. You go, oh my God, look what I've done. Well, because they want you to be screwed. They want you to be, if somebody points the truth out, they want you to go, oh no, can't be. Everybody did that. Everybody knows that. Well, let's see. Who taught us to write? The bad guys. Who's in charge of all your TV? The bad guys. Who's in charge of 90% of all the bad radio shows? The bad guys. RBN lets somebody get on and visit with you. I don't listen to other radio shows where only the host just talks. One of the primary reasons that I listen to RBN is so. Thank you.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Dr. E. Michael Jones, he's a very intellectual, he used to teach at St. Mary's College and done a lot of research. And he wrote The Slaughter of Cities and many other books and done a lot of work. But he said if we don't get back to religion, we're not going to win. You got to kind of understand that, because they're destroying the family. That's the target. If they can get the child, get the mom into factories, and kill off the dad in the wars, and they'll win. It works. The formula works. But there's the foundation is the family, and the religion is the fabric that keeps the family together. If not, it's going to be just atheistic, materialistic, and there's nothing there. There's no cohesion. So there's got to be something to believe in to bring us all together. And I would also say that, if you follow the teachings of Pete Peters, Earl Jones, and these Christian identity people, the Israelites, sons of Isaac, we have survived and moved into like the tribe of Dan is the Danish up in the Danube River, and the Saxon is Isaac's sons. We've been deceived greatly through time because of the people who control all of the communication system, the books. After the Second World War, the Rothschilds got all the officers to go out and purge all the books. Yeah, this is what they do. It's what they do over here. Our history books are completely been whitewashed and reverted. Instead of us being a great society, that we're nothing more than conquering and enslavers and such. They invert everything. And I'll say that, we do need to get back to some kind of substance, the good book. I'll let you take it from here.
Well, I appreciate what you're saying. I have a different definition of the word religion than you do, probably. Religion is defined nowadays, basically, as a spiritual item. That's not what the Father's laws are about. They're about a physical way of living. That's why the followers of the only begotten Son were called followers of the way. It wasn't a religion. It was what you were required to do, responsibilities and duties. And there will be a percentage, 0.001%, as close a number as I can get, that will make it back to heaven this trip. That is a very small percentage of individuals that are on this planet. Now, my dividing number that I divided into was 8 billion people. Now, I'm not suggesting that all the rest of the people on this planet, that they're all bad guys. There's a boatload of attendees to the marriage. And I have no idea of how many of them will be left alive in the next 2 or 3 or 4 years. But the bad guy's entire plan is to get everybody so confused in such a state of chaos that they'll allow anything. Because people are so confused. Oh, I gotta have a shot. I'm not gonna have a shot. I'm gonna have a shot. But they don't have the real reason of why they shouldn't have a shot. They don't get the real understanding, because you know what the good guys have been mostly doing? Busting their butts trying to keep the bills paid. And no matter what they do, every 5 to 10 years, they switch the program around to keep you broke. That's not what the Father's Law is about. The Father's Law is about everything always being the same. You never change anything. It tells you, do not add, do not subtract anything of what I command you. Now,
if I may,
here's the
what's up?
This is the simplest way that I can explain all the additions the bad guys under religion give you.
It was Rothschild had a money manager. He was a mutual he come up with the term working wage, and just like the Communist Manifesto, you know, that was implemented. One of the money managers went to work under Ronald Reagan, I believe it was, where he was implementing this policy. It's always been like Agenda 2030. It's all that. It's, you know, they want to limit us, but that's the call of working wage. Is what they, and if you got any kind of money whatsoever, they were going to tax it away from you, or take it away from you somehow. You were not, it's like America. America got too rich in the roaring 20s. So they come up with a Great Depression and stripped all the wealth away from them. If we get too rich, we get dangerous. We get sassy. And they can't afford that. What say you?
Well, if anybody can afford more than 5 rounds in their rifle, then they get a little antsy about people doing bad things to them. You know, if they can't afford to get, you know, a couple cases of good stuff, then they're beat down. And they don't know who to associate with. You know, but getting back to, the entire problem is that we think that we've got a bushel of apples right here. And I'm going to sell them apples. And this week, I'm getting $10. For my bushel of apples. But with inflation, next week I'll be able to charge 15. Well, under the father's law, a bushel of apples was exactly the same price, whether you had a whole big giant crop, you know, and a big crop means the price would go down, or you had only half the apples came in this year. The price didn't go up. Prices were fixed. It was the death penalty to inflate the price of items. You weren't allowed to do that under the father's law. Now, that's the way they've gotten us, through interest, through having the money. And by the way, in the towards the end of the 6th century A.D., the banker that was originally Putin's, it became Roth, R-O-T-H. It was another 250 or 300 years that then they started using the name Rothschild. And yes, I have studied that all the way from Putin's to the banker of the world, all the way up the line. So you're right on the Rothschilds. They are the money man. They are of the same family of Putin's, the guy that I talked about a few other shows ago, that was, you know, the honcho. And he funded all the Roman legion. And guess what? Till this day, that same family is running the entire world monetary system. When they whoop you on a monetary system, you're toast. They can manipulate you any way they want to. Because you got to get something. And if you can't come up with enough money, you don't get it. And then what happens to people? People go out and they say, well, I'll just go steal it. You know, and you're not allowed to steal. But of course, now in this country,
if I may,
you steal, riot, do anything you want, and the cops won't do a damn thing. And if you're a good guy and you're being harassed, you're having things stolen from you, you're having things killed by bad guys, the sheriff won't do a damn thing. And in my area, I can't tell you how many people are having troubles with animals being shot, things being vandalized, destroyed, on and on and on. Sheriff won't do a damn thing. Yet he still wants me to pay taxes. And everybody else to pay taxes to fund him. You know, so you're never going to get, you know, I mentioned, you know, to get something would cause inequity. Well, what we're talking about is inequity. You don't want to have somebody force something up your rear orifice. I understand that. Nobody likes that. But that's what they've been doing for 250 years to all the people in this country. And we are the number one bad guys. This country is. We got all we are the number one arm, I should say, the striking arm of the Vatican. And other countries know that. So we're up against phenomenal odds. But all you have to do is do one thing. Start serving the Father. Find laws that you can do. Now, I'd love to tell you that I can do 30% of the Father's laws. I don't know how to do 30% of the Father's laws. At one time, I thought I was doing about 21 to 23% of the Father's laws. That was before I got booted out of Arkansas. And things changed. I don't have a proper garden. You know, for 16, 17 years in Arkansas, I didn't really have to go to the grocery store. I needed a little salt, you know, a little tea, stuff like that. And I grew my own stuff. I had sheep, I had cows. And it was amazing. You know, and I was not under any pressure at all because I was not being afflicted until they started messing with some other people. Then I said, I got to stand up. And then all of a sudden, I drew attention. And I said, you know, hey, I told you guys, I revoked the titles, the bill of sales, the registration, everything on a van and a Bronco. And they couldn't do a dadgum thing about it. And, you know, they took me to court, I don't know how many times. But before they took me to court, they would stop me, and they'd tow my unit. And they charged me $100, $125 for a two-mile tow. So I never got convicted in the court. They always dismissed all the charges. But I got, you know, every time I went to town, it was $100, $150. So I started hiring somebody, gave them $10 to go to town. I just used my units where I needed out in the country and used them. You know, it's phenomenal when you whip them in court and they figure out another way to nail you. And they hate anybody that knows the proper seventh appointed day. And I haven't pointed that out to anybody. I appreciate your call. I hope that you will take and see if you can find a couple of laws that you can work on. Not because I told you. I'm nobody. But because you find, sure, but the reason is because you find that the Lord tells you to do it. Now make a comment, yes, please.
Okay, now Jesus was approached by a woman, and she wanted him to heal her child. And he commented, he was a Canaanite. It was a neighbor tribe of the Israelites, and he says, I can't give the dogs what is for my children. He put her down, you know, and the Canaanites were known as that word come from cannibal and Baal worship. That's where they got that. They changed their name to Phoenician at 1200 B.C. They built Carthage, and they warred with Rome, and we've been at war with these people ever since. They've been the same, right? They've changed their name to the Black Nobility. You can call them that. You call them the Dutch Masters. They went to the Merchants of Venice. They were the money masters and very, very nefarious, very, very conniving. But that's the lineage of these people. And, you know, that's been their modus operandi. They control governments with the money, with the bribery, with the extortion, with the Epstein's, and, you know, until we can identify our enemy, and I know, you know, you don't want to, you know, get in a big shooting match with that, but we got to identify how history went down. Like Eustace Mullins says, you've got to go back to the beginning to understand where we are today. And you know that all comes forward. These people they've not gone away. The Merchants of Venice, the Dutch Masters, they were highly influential in funding the Civil War, the Revolutionary War, all these wars. You can identify them, but the media blocks them out. you know, they black out what they don't want you to see. But we need to expose them. And I thank you for taking my call.
All right. You have a good evening. Just as a little bit of a follow-up, I'd like to point out to you, if you go to Matthew chapter 1, you're going to sit there and you're going to see a genealogy. And then in chapter 1, the only begotten Son is born, and the angels say that his name, he shall be called Emmanuel. Emmanuel means man is from the Son. Station break. Oh. Thank you.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Ease-Off.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Going to finish up just the last thought I was trying to talk about. First chapter of Matthew, and he shall be called Emmanuel. Man is from the Son. That's who Emmanuel means. About three sentences later, you'll see that Joseph says, we're going to call him Jesus. Well, goodness gracious, did you look at the genealogy that it's right there at the very beginning of people? And you see that Joseph is in the bloodline of Solomon. Oops. Do you know who Solomon was? Anyway, there's another caller. I was told the name, but I forgot it. I didn't write it down. So would you like to come on the air, sir? I think it's John.
Yes. I would have continued listening to your what you were explaining, because I find everything you are talking about very interesting. And on the RBM website, there's under the RBN updates, John Stadtmiller in 209 did a program for a week, a little over a week, on Zionism and the Jewish elite. And midway through, he talked about the World Council of Churches and how that was established, and what it ended up doing is changing everything that had to do with religion, I believe, for all of the different types of religion and faith, and to do it in a way to conform to their agenda. Did you ever hear that?
Yes, if you go to the Vatican Assembly of 665, you will see the agenda that you're talking about. I mean, it's there. Now, it's not as easy to get into the Vatican now as it was back in the 90s and the 2000s, and to get the documentation. But that's where it began, and that's where they decided to take the... They had already translated the Bible into Roman, which is, you know, what your English comes from, and then they decided to translate the Roman version into Hebrew. That took about 225 years. And in that council, they said, when we get that done, we're now going to translate the Bible into English. That was accomplished by 1020. And so they've done all of this, and they've controlled everything. However, bad guys always make mistakes. And I need to point out to you the stuff that I'm relating to you. I don't have 100 hours in it. I have thousands of hours in doing this work, okay? I don't want to thank you. I don't want to die. I am required to do this. I'm required to learn something and share it with the good brothers and sisters. And if you're a good guy, you're required to learn some things and go out and tell the good guys. You got to find them. You got to run your mouth. Thank you for calling in.
Yep.
We're out of time.
Yes, God bless you.
Have a good evening. And next week, going to be call in on whatever you want to talk about. It's going to be open line. The whole 2 hours. Jump on me. Stand with me. Have a great evening. Thank you.
We must take America back. We need prayer in the schools and more things made in USA. It's the least we can do for the red, white, and blue. We must take America back. We must take America.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.